Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Hello, I'm Pip, and welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, the home of expert information and real chats on all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond. Bonding with your new baby is an important part of your baby's development and well-being, as well as yours as a new mum. But it doesn't mean it always happens naturally or easily. The reassuring thing is there are ways you can help to support it. This week, I am joined by Annie Ramsey-Stagg, who is a local campaigns officer for the NSPCC, working in local communities on various campaigns and projects. Annie works with parents, professionals, and young people to raise awareness and change behaviours. Her work includes delivering local look, say, sing, play campaigns, talk pants campaigns, and most recently, the NSPCC, got a tongue twister this morning, Listen Up, Speak Up campaign to empower more people to know how to support children in their community. Annie supports new parents to build their baby's brain right from birth through encouraging positive early attachments. And she's joining me today to explain how we can support bonding, where to get support, and why it's important for you and your newborn. Welcome, Annie. Now I feel like I've taken one for the team doing your introduction with all of the NSPCC and Look, Say, Sing, Play.
Oh, you have indeed, Pip. But yeah, big hello and thanks so much for having us here today.
Oh, I'm really excited to talk to you because I feel like, Annie, and we can delve straight in because there's lots for us to talk about, but I feel like when it comes to bonding and attachment, especially for newborn babies, there's this big almost like pressure or expectation sometimes on new mums and new parents that they're going to have this overwhelming sensation of love and it's all going to slot in and they're going to instantly have this, you know, incredible overnight bond. But it's not always the way, is it? Why is this early bonding and kind of attachment so important for babies, and why doesn't it always happen?
Yeah, you're totally right, Pip. You know, everyone has their unique pregnancy journeys into parenthood, and we know that, you know, for some people that bonding and attachment does come instantly, and for others it comes, you know, as time goes on and you get to know your little one. You know, so much in your life is changing, and it just takes a bit of time to sort of adapt and yeah, form that bond. And that's okay, you know, like that takes time. But yeah, it's something that you know, we know is so important, that bonding and attachment, and it's really around baby brain development. As we know, like good bonding and attachment can help shape children's development in terms of their mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. And yeah, building that loving, close relationship with your baby is one of the most important things you can do for them. And also for your own well-being and parenting journey too. So making sure you're enjoying that and having those cuddles and that special moment for yourself as well. You know, you've worked so hard. I think you've got to enjoy your wee ones, don't you? So yeah, just having those little interactions daily to really help build those healthy attachments, because we really know that they do lead to healthy outcomes for children. And I hope that does sort of encourage parents and carers to really consider, you know, the positive influence they can have in their children's life. Like I say, just by having those loving interactions with their child every day.
And I think sometimes we feel like this has to be really complicated stuff, but it's actually the simple things, right, that make a big difference.
Oh yeah, definitely. We don't need any fancy gadgets or the most expensive toys. Like, your child just wants you. You know, they want you to look at them, for you to understand their cues and their communications, and to have fun with them. You know, I think that's it, isn't it, Pip? It's just engaging with them is all they want, to feel loved and like their communications are understood. So yeah, keeping it simple, keeping it fun, I think is key.
I love that, because it's, you know, it sounds simple, doesn't it? Just give them your time, give them your patience. But in the rush of the day to day, you know, I'm juggling it this week, I'm working and I've got my toddler off because he's unwell. Sometimes you're like, oh my goodness, I know I need to sit and do this puzzle with you and read you this book, but I've also got like 60 emails that I'm trying to answer. And sometimes that can become quite stressful for parents, can't it? Have you got any kind of tips on getting that kind of balance and that juggle?
Yeah, so we know it's really hard. You know, parents, like you say, Pip, are facing so many different challenges, whether it's work, just family life, you know, whatever it is, we know there is so much going on, and that's why we want to keep it simple. So we've got our fantastic Look, Say, Sing, Play resources, Pip, and you can find them on the NSPCC website. They give you like a whole host of different tips. You can go on and select how old your little one is and what you're doing. So it might be bedtime tips or like story time or whatever it is you're doing. So definitely go and check that out. There's a whole host of different resources there, lots of tips. And I think what's really fun with the Look, Say, Sing, Play is that it actually comes with a bit of science behind it. So it gives you a little tip, and then on the back there's a bit of why, because we know parents really like to do the doing thing, but actually research has shown that parents don't often understand why it is so important. So for example, one of the tips that I think's really fun is like a song tradition. So, you know, just singing a wee song to something you do every day. Like it could be washing your hands or eating, like finishing eating, whatever it is that something you're going to do every day. And then the science behind that is that children actually love children love traditions. Yes. You know, singing about shared daily moments really adds like comfort to like a known routine, and it helps them sort of connect moments and new words. And yeah, they love learning from your sort of sing-song voice. So yeah, definitely check out the Look, Say, Sing, Play resources.
I love that. We do that when we're brushing our teeth, because it's basically the only way I can get my toddler to brush his teeth, to be honest, if we make it all a bit of a song and a dance and he's showing his teddies how to do it. But they love repetition, don't they, in terms of brain development, little people. So actually, if you are doing it, like you say, with a daily routine, actually that repetition element's really powerful for some of that sort of development, I guess, and language and speech.
Yeah, definitely. And although you'll be thinking, oh goodness, this again, but they love it, you know, and they're really connecting that moment to what they're doing. And then, you know, eventually in time, if you're singing about tickling their toes, they're learning what their toes are. And, you know, that repetition is really important. So although we say there's a bit of science behind it, it's nothing complicated. You know, you're just doing what you're doing. And it just helps to explain why it's so important.
Definitely. There is a reason why we read the same book 60 times, isn't there? There's a reason behind what their little brains know that they need. Now, just alluding back a little bit, Annie, to kind of the introduction, how common is it, do you think, in your experience, that parents don't find that initial bonding comes naturally? Because I think to anyone listening who's like, was expecting that big rush of love and it kind of hasn't happened yet, or they're having to actively work on it, that can feel quite concerning and worrying. But how common is that?
Yeah, absolutely, Pip. You know, we want... absolutely, Pip. You know, every pregnancy and parenting experience is really unique. You know, meaning your like journey to bond with your baby will be different every time. And I'm sure, you know, something as we can both share as midwife Pips is, you know, when you go and visit a family and it's that newborn there in the corner and there's a new mum looking like total rabbit in the headlights, or whether it's a second, third time mum and they're just exhausted, feeling overwhelmed, you know, with caring for a newborn and another child. So it's a real mix. And I think sometimes that's that thing of, you know, presuming it might just be with the first, but actually it can be subsequent, you know, pregnancies and babies too. And, you know, it's okay if that connection takes a bit of time. That's okay. I think that's sort of one of the main things I want to sort of stress today, that it's all right if it grows over time. Parenting is a lifelong journey, and you might just need some time to adapt to the different changes in your life, and just getting to know your baby too. But, you know, if you do feel like you need support, there is so much out there. There's lots of help available and really fantastic advice. Professionals around you, such as like your midwife, health visitor or GP can support you. You could also try talking with like a close family friend, or just anyone, you know, that's close to you, because I think sometimes they know you best and they'll be able to point out, well, you are doing a great job, or this really worked for me, why don't you try that? You know, sharing that learning, I think, is really important too. And then obviously we've got a fantastic range of parenting advice on our NSPCC website. There's so much on it, Pip. It starts from early days around baby sleep, bonding and attachment, right up to, you know, when your child's older, covering topics like online safety and bullying. And there's also a lot on parenting mental health as well. So definitely have a wee look at the website. We've also got our helpline counsellors that you can phone or email as well. And you'll find all that information again on the NSPCC website.
That's really helpful to know, actually, because I think traditionally when we think of the NSPCC, we think, and I know that's a big part of the work that the charity does, but you kind of think of child abuse and child neglect and that kind of like coming in to rescue children. So that can sometimes, I think, be a barrier to parents accessing your educational resources for just the, you know, day to day, we're all trying to figure out how to parent, how to be a better parent. But I think sometimes you feel like that's kind of a bit of a barrier. So it's really useful actually for parents to know that you're much more than that. And yes, that's obviously crucial and important, but also you're there just to support parents with normal parenting struggles, parenting anxiety. We are our worst critics. I think every new mum needs to hear that they're doing a really good job, because every new mum has those moments, don't they, of guilt or worry, or I shouldn't have done that. I should, you know, I've absolutely, you know, snapped at my toddler this week because he's been attached to me for 5 days, five whole days of constant koala bear. And we're only human, aren't we? And sometimes you're like, I just let me have a wee, or, you know, to stop pulling up my hair. And we're all human, and actually just being able to share that and talk about that openly and gather that support is fundamental. We can't do it on our own, can we? We're not robots.
No, not at all, Pip. You're totally right there. And I think, like you say, there's that real sort of push with the, you know, the Look Say Sing Play campaign and our Listen Up Speak Up campaign, and our new parenting site, that we really want people to be able to reach the NSPCC before the crisis point. You know, we're here for little tips and ways to support you, you know, no matter what's going on. So hopefully that message comes across to people that, you know, we are there for, like you say, those parenting anxieties that are so normal. And I think, you know, going back to sort of the bonding and attachment, you know, no one sort of teaches you these things sometimes. I think, you know, you can feel really silly. I remember one time I was on a bus in Edinburgh, and there was like a younger mum that got on with her quite wee baby who was making quite a bit of noise. And you know what it's like with a baby on a bus? Everyone's looking and thinking, oh, how cute, but also that looks like hard work. But she was doing an amazing job. She was going, yes, that person's got a hat, and you know, pointing out all the little things. And this older lady was just sort of chatting to her. And then, you know, when the younger mum got off the bus, the older lady just said, you're a brilliant mum. And it was just such a nice moment of somebody really recognising how lovely she was engaging with her child, who, you know, was being a little testing. But it was just so nice. And I think we need to be each other's cheerleaders sometimes and say, you're doing an awesome job, or like, I love what you did there, I'm gonna try that. You know, I think that's it. It's for, you know, that community of sort of supporting each other is so important.
Oh, it's so fundamental, isn't it? And I think probably in today's generation more than ever, because of the change in demographic, you know, we used to bring children up with our family lived in the same house, or they were in the same, you know, street or village, and everyone was really close by. So mums had this like abundance of support that descended on them, and all these people sharing tips and encouraging them and supporting them. Whereas now, you know, lots of us have moved away from friends and family, and actually mums are quite isolated. So like you say, that support has to come from elsewhere, because it's got to come from somewhere, and it's really hard to generate that from within yourself, especially when you're in the depths of newborn days and sleep deprivation and all of that tough, challenging stuff. Actually, like you say, if you see a new mum and they're, you know, doing whatever that is, breastfeeding in public, or, you know, responding to their baby's needs, or trying to manage that meltdown in the supermarket, actually just letting them know that they're doing great is going to change their week, isn't it? Like, it makes such a big difference, those few kind words.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes you can almost feel a bit awkward in saying that, and that just shows how perhaps, you know, that person's feeling in that moment as well, with sort of aware the sort of eyes on them. So yeah, just, you know, spread that positivity. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. And, you know, if you are feeling a bit isolated, alone, then reach out for different resources. You know, they are around. If you don't feel like you've got people, then, you know, speak to professionals, speak to the NSPCC, and definitely check out the Look Say Sing Play tips, because mm-hmm. it's such a good starting place to get that. Those tips on the moments that you need help with, whether it's bedtime, bath time, you know, whatever it is that those lonely moments, you know, reach out to find a tip that supports you then.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Look, Say, Sing, Play, which is really hard to say. It's really hard. I now feel like you need a whole new campaign on parents saying kind things to other parents, in terms of, like, you know, what we're saying, like that meltdown in the supermarket, or that mum on the bus. I feel like we need a whole thing around this now to normalize that and not make it awkward. I'm here for it. That's definitely going to be, one of my little to-dos on this week is going to be to see that parent and say something, because it's powerful, isn't it? But yeah, Look, Say, Sing, Play sounds awesome. What else can parents do to support bonding?
Yeah, so there's so much you can do to support bonding. And I think it's really those everyday moments. Mm. It's around incorporating little snippets of your day that really involve you and your little one having close time. So the Look, Say, Sing, Play, you know, look is for, look at what their baby, you know, your baby is focusing on and how they're reacting. You know, is it a colour that's caught their attention? Is it the tap turning on and off? What is it? Say what, you know, they're doing and copy the sounds they make. So if they're, you know, having a big smile, then have a big smile back to them. Sing is, you know, like sing along to their favorite tune, and play simple games and see what, you know, your baby enjoys. And I think that's really important, because it's finding things that your little one and you enjoy. So there's no wrong or right. There's no one thing's better than the other. It's just getting creative in that moment, which is great.
I love that. And it's that mass variety. It's one of those days where you haven't got loads of energy to dance around the kitchen. Actually, like you say, reading a book and finding something new in that book. So it's, you know, matching where your energy's at that day and your little person's energy as well, which I love. It's really helpful. Annie, you've been really reassuring and shared lots of tips and extra resources for parents. So thank you. Now, everyone that comes on the podcast, I always ask to just finish with a summary of three top tips. And so I wondered if you could share your three with us.
Yeah, no, good question, Pip. And I was thinking about this for a while, thinking, oh, I've got loads.
That's the trouble. It's making it really, really hard.
So I think, first of all, and like most importantly, just make it fun and like enjoy your wee one. You know, as I'm sure you'll agree, Pip, time will fly by. So
make sure that how quickly they grow up. Like I know everyone says it, don't they, when you're pregnant, you know, try and enjoy every moment. They grow up so fast and you're like, yeah, these days are taking weeks at a time. So there's no flying of time. But before you know it, they're one and then they're two and then they're off to school. And it does go so quickly.
Exactly. So it's so important to make time for a bit of fun in your life and, you know, just use those silly voices and make the funny faces and, you know, add silly expressions to what you're doing. It does make a difference. And it just, have that fun with your little one. I think secondly, just to reach out and use the resources that are available. Parenting is such a roller coaster and, you know, you'll face new challenges as they get older, as things in your life change. There's so many reasons, you know, to reach out. And I would, as I've sort of been saying, the NSPCC,
that makes me feel better, thank you.
Not easy early in the morning. The NSPCC resources are fantastic. They're so easy to use, so easy to find on the website. Pick up things that you think will work for you and share them with others. I think going back to that shared learning, say, I've actually tried this and it's really working. Have you had a go? And, you know, share it with other people and also other people that are looking after your wee one, whether it be grandparents, friends, say, you know, bath time, they really enjoy this. It's, you know, it's, I think it's good to sort of embed that into wherever your wee one is. And lastly, just to get support if you need it. It's really difficult to say you need help sometimes, but please do reach out. There's professionals around you that will listen and give you advice. Speak to your friends and your family. You know, if they're parents themselves, they've likely to have felt like you do before, and they'll be really helpful in saying, this worked for me, try this. Obviously, we've also got the NSPCC helpline that you can reach out to because, everyone's navigating parenting their own way, and do reach out if you need support. It is there. I hope that leaves people feeling a bit supported if they need any help at any point.
Definitely. I think it's so reassuring just to recognise that actually parenting is probably the hardest job we'll ever do and there's no day off. So actually being able to share honestly, like you say, it's not a sign of weakness asking for help. Actually, it's a massive sign of strength because it's such a hard thing to do. But actually, we all need help sometimes and reaching out to it is never going to reflect badly on any parent. Actually, the complete opposite. And professionals really respect when parents say, actually, I'm struggling with this. I need help, and make that really brave, proactive step. So if you are listening and thinking, actually, this is harder than I expected, I do need some help and support, then do check out those resources that Annie has highlighted for us today. We're all in it together, and let's start sharing the big parenting wins and needs for support and normalizing that. Thank you so much, Annie. It's been brilliant to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Pip. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Before I head off, I need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my show have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favour? And if you've ever enjoyed listening, hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference, helping me to keep bringing you episodes. And together, we can then reach and empower more women on this journey. If you are a pregnant or newly postpartum listener and are looking to have the healthiest, most positive and informed journey, then my exclusive Your Pregnancy and Your Postnatal Journey courses may be for you. I work with a select number of women in a bespoke way, with unlimited access to me and my expert team, for the most transformative level of support at this important time in your life. We only get one shot at getting this time right. So to get in touch and find out more, head to midwifepip.com.